Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
All right, what do you make of this Scone Cup day today? And the Cup in particular, 480 the field, and Dr. Drill now clearly best backed. Good money for it this morning. Rustic Steel still holding favouritism at 480 from Dr. Drill at 5. Plenty of chances, though, Davo.
Yeah, plenty of chances. These Cups are always pretty open, aren't they, Jared? And this is no different. This year, I've lent the waiver horse like Kerwin's Lane. You know, I know he's got the big weight and then the wide gate, but gee, I thought he's great in the Hawkesbury Gold Cup a couple of weeks ago. Handled the conditions there okay, and I do see that the track has been downgraded a bit there this morning after some 10 mil overnight, it looks like. So, you know, heavy eight there today. We'll see how that track plays. Hopefully the rain stays away and we can get some good drying conditions into Saturday. But, I'm going to go with Kerwin's Lane for me in the Cup, guys. As you said, pretty open, but I just think he's in a good frame of mind, this source for John O'Shea, winning that whole Hawkesbury Gold Cup in really good style. And, you know, I think it's fair to say prior to that, I thought his best form was probably on dry ground, but he got through the heavy conditions that day pretty well. So I just think he's going great guns. He continues to improve every preparation, it seems. And the five-year-old, he went missing, I reckon, about a year ago. He's just struggling his perform a bit, but John's got him right back on track. So we'll go with him in the Scone Cup today.
What did you make of Very Elegant, this bombshell news, really, the fact that it's going to be moved to France to be trained there?
Yeah, exactly right, Jared. We heard that yesterday, a bit surprising. We heard plans a little while ago that she was likely to have a few runs in Australia and then they're going to decide whether to, defend her crown in the Melbourne Cup or to head over overseas for maybe a race in England or France or whatever. They ruled out the arc at that stage, but then we heard yesterday news that she'll be transferred to a leading French trainer there at Chantilly. And, we'll see how she goes over there. You know, going to campaign right throughout Europe later this year. So that's the news there. There's going to be plenty of different opinions on it. I understand if they want to head over to Europe, it's probably easier to base it with a trainer out of France rather than get Chris to take it over there and whatnot. So, yep, they're going to have a crack. And I think it all comes down to realising, you know, she's a world-class stayer who needs 2,400 metres plus. And I've said it on this program a few times, guys, we don't have a heap of options for those types of horses with her rating so high here in Australia. You know, a lot of ours are handicaps and there's a few options for sure, a few weight for age races, but not too many. So when they're looking at doing that and want to try to cash in on her strengths over a bit further, then it makes it hard when she's racing over a mile, 1,800, 2,000, and then having maybe the one or two runs at the end of the preparation at 2,400. So, they're going to have a crack over there and a bit more options for her over that right journey for her, and we'll see how that goes later this year.
Fellas, I've just got to call this text out we got earlier this morning. Very Elegant is a spent force. This is an ego trip. 2 years too late, says Jez at Goulburn. Jez, thank you for the text. Did you watch the Melbourne Cup 6 months ago?
It's a tough market. You know, you got to be on. You got to be on.
He just had a moment, all right? Everyone can have a moment. We all have them on this radio program.
Mate.
It was a brain fade.
Anyway, continue, Loz. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, how do you reckon the Doomben 10,000 tomorrow will play out?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Loz, to see what sort of conditions we do get there at Eagle Farm. We know it's such a good draining track. And I mean, just looking at the riser this morning, it's suggesting no update this morning, but it was around that soft six. And I know some good judges up there suggesting they're working on that soft six, soft five type of range, even with rain predicted. So that's just the way that the track seems to drain really well. And guys, when I was leading into this race, I was really keen to make a good case for a horse like Big Parade, but obviously all went wrong at the trial there the other day and they've decided to go to the paddock with him. So for me, I can't go past Marzu the way he's going. I mean, that trial was outstanding. He's 4 from 4 this preparation as a gelding, and it just looks to be his type of race. If it was over the road at Doomben on a proper heavy 10, I would have really made a case for Special K, Kevin Tari. I just think he absolutely loves heavy ground. We saw that in the Hallmark at Randwick where he beat Counter Rupee with the daring ride by Nash Barilla back on the fence. So I don't think we're going to get those type of conditions, though. So then I think it does play back into the hands of a horse like Marzu, who he's just flying and going to be able to sit off that speed and rattle home and enjoy the soft conditions there tomorrow in the 10,000.
What about tomorrow up here at Scone, mate? Have you got any winners for us?
Yeah, I think there's a couple there that look pretty hard to beat. Gee, it's a big meeting, wide open field was, but I've gone with race 3, number 1, Military Mission. I thought his run was outstanding last start at Gosford last weekend. He just had to do all the bullocking work outside the lead the whole way. Hammer-On had the perfect sit on him with 8 kilos less, and for mine, Military Mission's run was a lot better than Hammer-On's, and I think he definitely gets his chance with the claim today tomorrow to break through race 3, number 1. And the other one for me was race 4, number 3, In Secret, filly for the Godolphin Yard. Looks very smart. Love the debut win. Trialled nicely since. I think the team have a good opinion of her. And look, drawing the inside, so needs the inside to hold up there tomorrow. But I think it's a very winnable race, and I think she'll be very hard to hold out late. Her late splits are outstanding on debut, and I think she'll be storming home late. Race 4, number 3, In Secret.
Absolutely with you there. So Military Mission, Davo's best. That's race 3, number 1. And that is $2.40. And best back comfortably in that race with Tab. And he also likes race 4, number 3, In Secret, $3.30. And holding slightly more on Lunar Rocks for the Racing League team at $4.40. But In Secret at the top of the market there, being well supported as well. Davo, you have a great weekend. We'll catch you on Sky 1 tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the Scone Carnival there the next few days, and plenty of winners to all of you.